On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Lucille are compiling lists of the good people in Turin.
After 3 days of looking, you have only 4 names on your list.
How many names do you have on your list?
I was trying very hard, very, very hard. What a waste of time this was. I should have known better than to do a project like this with you.
Oh, yeah?
Find out what happens coming up next. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome back to Turin. Well, more accurately, to the top of a big hill overlooking Turin. It's a beautiful day, and Liz, Lucille, and Grandpa Anoli have gone for a walk.
Well, come on, you two. What's the matter? Can't keep up with an old lizard?
Yeah, we're coming, Grandpa. We're coming. If we don't die first.
That's for sure. I've never been all the way up here before. Man. You seem to know exactly where we're going, Grandpa.
Oh, I come up here every so often.
You do?
Oh, yeah. It's nice and peaceful up here. No people coming over or telephones ringing. It's a nice place to get some thinking done.
Thinking about what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, for instance, just the other day, I was trying to get an idea what it was like for Adam or Enoch, who actually walked with God.
Wow, Grandpa. When you think, you really think deep.
Well, I'd try.
Imagine walking and talking with God.
Yeah. Hey, Lucille, you remember that story from the Bible where it said that God came down and told Abraham that he was going to have a son?
Uh-huh.
You know, I really wish that God would come and talk to me like that sometimes.
Mm. You want a son?
No, I just meant talk. Oh, you know what I meant.
Well, yeah? He didn't always bring good news, Liz. You remember what happened after that?
No.
Well, God told Abraham that the sin in Sodom and Gomorrah was so bad, he decided to destroy them and everyone in them.
Whoa.
Ooh, talk about harsh.
It was, but God knew what he was doing.
Well, what did Abraham say?
Well, Abraham had a problem. His nephew Lot and his family lived in Sodom.
Oh.
Well, obviously, Abraham didn't want God to destroy them.
Well, so what did he do?
Oh, he did what a lot of folks try to do. He tried to make a deal with God.
What kind of deal?
Abraham said to God, what if I find 50 good people? Will you still kill the godly along with the wicked?
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
God told Abraham that if he was able to find 50 godly people in the city, he wouldn't destroy it.
That's right.
Just 50? Well, how hard could that be?
Yeah, I mean, come on. 50 good people in 2 whole cities?
Well, Abraham thought it might be a tad difficult.
Really?
He asked if God would spare everyone if he found only 45 godly people.
Oh, and
God agreed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But even that wasn't good enough. Abraham kept bargaining.
Really?
Huh? He asked God to spare the city for 40 godly people, and then 30, and then 20, and then 10.
So what did God say?
He agreed every time.
Wow.
God said if there were only 10 godly people in Sodom and Gomorrah, he would spare them.
Okay, Abraham didn't think he could find 20 good people?
Mm.
Wow, they must have been really bad.
No, they were. There's no question about it. But the fact is, things haven't changed that much. I mean, look at Turin.
Turin?
Well, what about it?
Yeah. Well, sins of Turin may be different than the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, but it's still sin, and a holy and just God can't tolerate sin.
Well, yeah, Grandpa, but... Oh, come on, times have changed, though.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think you could find 50 godly people in Turin?
Well, yeah, I think we could.
50?
Easy.
No problem.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, then. Maybe you should give it a try.
Seriously?
Sure. What? Be a good exercise. See what happens.
Well, what do you think, Lucille?
Well, I'm game if you are.
All right.
Okay.
You know what, Grandpa Noli? You got yourself a deal.
Yeah. All right.
Later, while Liz and Lucille walked home, they talked about Grandpa Anoli's challenge.
Oh, come on. Finding 50 good people will be a breeze.
Yeah. You know, I think we need to decide what makes someone good. You know, just so we're clear about it.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is good, they're friendly.
Yeah, and loyal.
And generous.
And peaceful.
Oh, sure. How about patient?
Oh, yeah, good. I was going to say kind.
Oh, good. Law-abiding.
Of course.
Does any of this sound like anyone we know?
Skinks?
Yeah, that'd be a no. Well, I think we're good, you and I.
Oh, yeah. And my mom and dad?
Oh, yeah, and my mom and dad.
Oh, man, we're already at 6.
We only started a minute ago. This will be easier than we thought.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. Miss Wild.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Liz and Lucille decided to make their lists separately, then get together in a few days to compare.
Well, obviously, Grandpa Noli needs to be on the list.
Of course, Granny Gecko. Who else should I add?
Time to do a little research.
Liz started with his good friend Spike. After all, they'd been friends for as long as he could remember, and Spike was almost always there to cover his back.
Spike is a great choice, if I do say so myself.
Spike was on his way to rent a video when he ran into Liz. Liz decided to tag along.
Come on, I want to get a DVD to watch tonight. My dad's working late again.
Well, how about this one?
Beneath the Planet of the Turtles?
Yeah!
Come on, Liz, we've seen that a dozen times.
Oh, yeah, and it's always good. I mean, how do you beat a movie with talking turtles?
How? With this.
Rancid range lizards? Are you serious?
I saw an ad for it. They said it's action from beginning to end.
What?
This lone cop with an Eastern European accent has to stop a marauding band of range lizards from robbing a town.
And they're rancid?
Yeah, I guess they smell bad or something. Come on, let's check it out.
All right.
Hello there. Did you find everything you were looking for?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, this one will be... Whoops. I can't rent this movie to you. It's rated R, and you're not 17.
Oh, it is? I had no idea.
Sure, I understand. Why don't you two go find something else?
Oh, sure, okay.
Well, so much for rancid range lizards. I'm telling you, Beneath the Planet of the Turtles is the way to go.
Yeah, time for Plan B.
Oh no, what's Plan B?
Hand me that DVD case.
Sweet Singing Swamp Toads, that's Plan B. It's a movie for 3-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not rated R.
So?
All we do is pop these cases open and just switch the disc from Rancid Range Lizards to the case for Swamp Toads and from Swamp Toads to Rancid Range Lizards.
I don't think this is such a good idea, Spike.
Snap them shut and voila. Back to the checkout we go.
Spike, this is not a...
Come on.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, I knew what I wanted.
Sweet Singing Swamp Toads. Getting in touch with your inner child, eh?
Something like that.
What's this?
What?
Someone put the wrong disc in this box. And it's another copy of Rancid Range Lizards, too. That is weird.
Yeah, peculiar. I wonder how that happened.
Luckily for you, I have a copy of the correct disc right here.
Oh, goody.
Good thing we caught that. I'd hate for you to get the wrong movie. Now you just go and enjoy Sweet Singing Swamp Toads.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that was disappointing.
Tell me about it. What am I supposed to watch now?
No, Spike, I meant you. You were disappointing.
Hey, I tried. The clerk was on to me, though.
No, Spike. I meant that it was disappointing that you tried the stunt in the first place.
Oh, what's the big whoop? It's just a movie. A harmless prank.
It was wrong.
Well, fine. Since you feel so strongly about it, here, you can watch Sweet Singing Swamp Toads. I'm out of here.
When Liz got home, he made a phone call.
Grandpa. Oh, hi, Liz.
Hey, I got a question. Is it okay if we only find 45 good people?
45 will be okay.
Meanwhile, Lucille was telling her mother about Grandpa Anoli's challenge.
So we're trying to find as many good people as we can.
Interesting idea. But I should warn you, you may be surprised at what you find out.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
A little while later, Lucille was at the mall, eating in the food court with Lacey.
Are you going to eat those fries?
Help yourself.
I'll finish these, and then we can go over to Bazooka's.
Bazooka's? Oh, that's their novelty shop, right?
Yeah. Wait till you see the stuff they have. There's these soda cans that look like they spilled on a table. It looks so real. I want to get one and fool my mom with it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
They have one that looks like someone upchucked.
Now that's just gross.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know. My mom was in there and she said there's lots of trashy stuff too. She said she doesn't want me to go in there.
I won't tell her.
I know, but she told me not to.
And you do everything your mom says.
Well, yeah.
If I did that, I'd never leave my house. And this girl just wants to have fun.
That's what I figured.
When she got home, Lucille made a phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Grandpa. It's Lucille.
Oh, hi, Lucille.
Hi. Well, would it be okay if we only found 45 good people?
Liz already called and asked me that.
He did?
Yeah, I said it'd be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, how about 40?
Later that afternoon, Liz called Maury and asked him if he wanted to go for a bike ride. They met at the park.
Wow-wee, Liz. Look at this jump. Boy, I bet you could really catch some air here.
Catch some air?
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I've just never heard you say it before.
Oh.
All right, Maury, look out. I'm going to give this a try.
Are you really?
Yep. Okay, you ready?
Oh, man.
Here I go. Geronimo!
Wow-wee! Liz!
That
must have hurt. Liz! Are you okay? Are you still alive?
Oh, my leg. Ow. It hurts.
Man, let me help you up.
Thank you, Maury.
Can you still walk?
Yeah. Well, I can limp. Kind of. Ow. Oh, no. How's my bike?
Oh, wowie kazowie. You really did a number on it. The front tire's all bent up.
Oh, man. I guess I won't be riding home.
I don't think so.
Oh, and it's almost dinner time, too.
What? It's that late?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need to get going.
Wait, you're going to leave me here?
Yeah, I really need to go. If I'm late again, my folks are going to ground me for life.
Oh, come on. Can't you give me a ride home?
No.
I can get my bike later.
Yeah, if I bring you home, I'll be even later than late. Besides, my mom is going to make her 7-layer lasagna. That third layer is so delicious.
Maury,
okay, see ya.
It'll take me an hour to limp home.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Liz. When I get home, I'll call your mom and have her come pick you up, okay?
Maury!
Okay, bye.
As Maury rode off, Liz was confident that before long his mother would be coming to pick him up. But an hour later, Liz's mom still hadn't arrived. In fact, Liz found out later that Maury forgot to make that phone call because he was too excited about the 7-layer lasagna. Slowly and painfully, Liz made his way home. When he got there...
Hello, Grandpa? Yeah, how about we make it 30?
The next day, Liz was feeling better, but he was still unhappy about Spike's and Maury's behavior. Meanwhile, Lucille paid a visit to her friend Cammy.
Cammy? I'm in my laboratory. Enter and please refrain from touching anything.
Oh, what are you working on?
Simply the most practical invention of the past century.
Oh.
A chemical formula, mm-hmm. which when used in concert with any commercial brand of laundry detergent, will not only remove stains completely, but coat your clothing with a thin polymer, maintaining the newness of its appearance.
Wow.
It's not unlike car wax, only completely unnoticeable.
Impressive.
It will usher in a new era of laundry perfection. Imagine not having to wash your clothes every week. It will decrease the surplus water consumption as well, which is good for the environment.
Oh, but if you don't wash your clothes as much, won't the clothes start to smell?
There's an herbal additive that emits the pleasing and calming scent of vanilla.
Wow. You know, I bet these clothes even taste good, huh? It's just a little joke. Sorry.
This is hardly a laughing matter, Lucille.
Sorry.
I'm thinking of writing a monograph on the subject for Lizard Science Weekly, thus solidifying my acceptance into the scientific community where they will appreciate my uncommon genius. I may even get a full scholarship to, dare I say it, Burke Yale, one of the finest institutions of higher learning in our land.
So this is really more about you getting ahead personally than it is about helping people or the environment.
Hello?
Grandpa, it's Lucille. I was
make it 25.
At about that same time, Liz dropped by Miss Waddle's house to have a chat. He met up with her as she walked to her car.
I'm on my way to the store. I could give you a ride home and we could talk.
Oh, that's fine.
What did you want to talk about?
Lucille and I have been doing our own little study about what it means to be good.
Interesting. Well, what have you learned?
Miss Waddle, you didn't stop at that stop sign.
Well, I guess I didn't set the best example for you there, did I?
No. But to answer your question, I just learned a lot.
Down to 20 good people?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Okay by me.
That night, Lucille and her mom were rushing to get ready to go out for dinner.
Could you hand me the hairspray, Lucille?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Are you ready? We're running late. We need to meet your dad in just 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm all set. I was just thinking about Cammy.
Oh? What about her?
Well, she likes to improve herself, get smarter, and learn more. And she tells everyone she's doing it to try to make the world a better place to live.
Ah, but you found out that isn't the case.
Not at all. She just wants to use all of it for her own advantage so she can get ahead.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, but it was disappointing.
I told you you might be surprised what you find out. Go get your coat now.
Okay. But weren't you surprised?
No, not really. You know, we all have selfish motivations for what we do, Lucille. Some lizards are just better at hiding them than others. Come on, we gotta get going. Your father's probably waiting already.
Lucille and her mother ran outside to get in the car, but before they could, they were stopped by their neighbor, Mrs. Trollscales.
Excuse me! Excuse me!
What is it, Mrs. Trollscales?
I was wondering if you could help me.
Right now?
Well, I am expecting a package tomorrow afternoon, right about the time my women's floral club gets together. Tomorrow we're showing our begonias.
Mom, we need to get going.
I was wondering if you could sign for the package for me.
Oh, can we talk about it later?
This is important to me.
I understand, but we're on our way out and we're really running late, so just give me a call in the morning.
I would like an answer now.
I can't give you an answer now, so we'll talk about it in the morning.
Well, I never.
Well, maybe you should.
Mom, you okay?
I'm fine. Now, what were we talking about?
That not everybody is good.
Oh, right.
The next day, Liz dropped by Lucille's house to go over their lists.
Okay, you go first.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can go first.
Oh, but I want to hear who's on your list.
Oh, no, I think you should tell who's on yours first.
Ladies first.
Liz.
Okay, I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
If we have some of the same names, just let me know.
Okay. Who have you got?
I have me.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I have you.
Thank you, me too.
Okay, Granny Gecko.
Yep, me too.
And Grandpa Anoli.
Got him.
And that's it.
That's it? That's all you have?
Well, I had my mom and dad on the list, but when I talked to them about it, they said that neither of them deserved to be on a list of good people, so I took them off.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. After 3 days of looking, you have only 4 names on your list. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's accurate.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well, think about how I feel. How many names do you have on your list?
Besides you and me and Granny Gecko and Grandpa Noli, you mean?
Yeah.
None.
You mean you couldn't find anyone else for your list either?
I was counting on you.
Well, I was counting on you.
All that time and you couldn't think of one person that I didn't already have on my list?
You didn't have anyone I didn't have on my list. How hard could you have been trying?
I was trying very hard, very, very hard. How hard were you trying?
I was trying very, very, very hard.
What a waste of time this was. I should have known better than to do a project like this with you.
Oh, yeah? Well, what you said times 100.
Ha! You know what just occurred to me?
That we're not being very friendly, loyal, and kind to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just realized the same thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. You know what's even worse?
Huh.
We can't even put our own names on the list now.
What a revolting development.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we have 2 names on our list.
Granny Gecko and Grandpa Anoli.
Liz and Lucia walked to Granny Gecko's farm to tell her about their project. She listened to their experiences and all that they'd learned about their friends and their families and who they had left on their lists.
Sorry to disappoint you, but you better take me off your list, too.
Why?
Well, I don't deserve to be there either.
Why not?
Because I'm no better than anyone else you talk to. Go on now. take my name off your list.
But, Granny, we...
Please.
Okay.
It was a very disillusioned Liz and Lucille who found Grandpa Annoli sitting on the hill the next day.
So, how'd your search come out?
Well,
Let's just say not as good as we'd hoped.
Yeah.
Sounds ominous. Yeah. What's the problem?
Well, we're finding out that not everyone is as good as you might expect.
Yeah, even people you really, really count on, they let you down too.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you probably went out looking for people who do good things.
Yeah.
You know, help the poor, feed the hungry, work hard to do things for the community, am I right?
Well, yeah.
And we know plenty of people who do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you take a closer look at them, they don't come off quite as well.
Well, it's easy to find people who do good things.
Yeah.
I'd say that we all do good things, but we don't always do them for good reasons. Fact is, most of the time we do good things so others will think we're good. But doing good things doesn't make us righteous before God.
No.
We're all sinners. You, me, even your folks.
Yeah.
So how many names have you come up with?
You mean between us?
Yeah.
Put together?
One.
Mind if I ask who it is?
You. Yeah.
I see.
Well, we did have Granny Gecko,
too. Yeah, we had her.
But she asked us to take her off the list.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Huh? In fact, you need to take me off, too.
What?
But you are a good person, Grandpa.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me good is that Jesus has saved me.
Wow.
His work on the cross made it possible for God to forgive me of all the things that make me bad.
Well, yeah.
See, if God hadn't offered a way out for me, I'd still be a dirty, rotten sinner.
But I've always thought you were so good.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Romans 3:23.
Romans 3:23?
Yep. Everyone has sinned. Nobody measures up to God's glory. Now, who did it say has sinned?
Everyone.
And that everyone would include me, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We're all sinners. The Bible's very clear about that. But it's the next verse that makes it all better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It says, the free gift of God's grace makes us right with him. Christ Jesus paid the price to set us free.
Yeah, wow. That's definitely better.
Definitely.
Got that right. Our sins make us pretty dirty.
Yeah.
But because Jesus died for us and rose again, we can be clean.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not even Cammie's clothes cleaning polymer can forgive your sins. Only Jesus can do that.
So you heard about Cammie's little invention, huh?
Oh, sure. In fact, I helped her with the formula.
You did?
Yep. I was the one that suggested the vanilla fragrance.
Oh,
you know,
idea.
I don't have any idea what you two are talking about. But whatever it is, it's making me hungry for ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Anybody want to go to Big Daddy O's?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Lucille, that sounds really good.
Grandpa, that was terrible.
You know, we should always try to be good. God honors it when we behave well. But just being good isn't enough to get us to heaven. Think about it like this. Sin makes us dirty, and we can't go to heaven being dirty. We can try to look clean, but we're not. The only one who can wash the dirt of sin off us is Jesus. Only Jesus can make us truly clean. So place your trust in Jesus. It's the only thing that can make us truly good.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, Chrissy.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.